The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa.
Precious one, I bring you the second part of my message, Never Get Lost, with our theme scripture in Luke chapter 15, the verse number 4, the verse number 8, and the verse number 11. So follow me carefully. Luke chapter 15, the verse number 4, the verse 8, and the verse 11. All right, the whole chapter of Luke chapter 15 talks about how it is easy to get lost. So Luke chapter 15 verse 11 says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Glory to God. Precious one, we can get lost in a far country. This is when we come to a place where we realize that we've missed a point because we were arrogant, we were proud. Getting lost as a result of our pride is getting lost in a far country. You stuck your thumb at the nose of God. You remove the ancient spiritual landmarks. All right? You see, in Eastern countries, you don't tell a living father, give me my inheritance. It's a big insult to your father to tell him that, I can't wait for you to die. Give me my inheritance and let me go on with my life. This is what was told the father by the younger son who got lost in a far country. He got lost in a far country. He cut off all relationships that could correct him, straighten him, and hold him accountable to the faith he has received. And what happened? The Bible says that he lost everything. He lost everything. He lost everything. So it's possible to get lost in a far country. You don't need to go far from God. Stay with God. You know, sometimes when people get opportunity, they call it opportunity, an opportunity to have fun. And so they want to be far away from the community he has always grown up with, that have been a support to his Christian faith, so that he can have a free conscience to have fun. And by the time they realize, they have lost it big time. When that happened, the young son remembered that there is a home. He came back home. I pray today that anybody who has gotten lost in a far country will find his way home. Anyone who has wandered away from the house of the Father into a far country, lost everything, will find strength to look back to where he fell and rise up from there. Look up to the Father, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and who is willing and able to forgive us and receive us back unto himself. May such a person find that strength to return home. And with an open arm, we are willing, together with the Father, we are willing to receive anyone who is ready to come home. And I use this opportunity to call anyone to come home who has lost the way, come home. Let's put our pride aside and let's come home. Instead of eating with the pigs, as the young son considered, May we steer away from our pride and remember that there is a loving Father. And the love of the Father will not reject us. He will receive us and give us another opportunity again. Anyone who is in need of a second chance, may you receive an opportunity to come back home for your second chance. Come back for your second chance in Jesus' precious name. The fourth one is getting lost in the Father's house. It's amazing. It's amazing. You can get lost in the house. Some may get lost in a far country because they wandered away. But some can be in the house of God, in the Father's house, and get lost. It is a fearful thing. When God showed me this, it's a fearful thing. The elderly son got lost when he thought that now that the father has divided his inheritance and given it to the young son or his younger brother to go away, what is left in the house is for him and for him alone. And that his father's love is for him alone. The father can only love him because his younger brother has insulted his father. And so there's no way the father can love him. The elder son closed the chapter on his younger brother. But that was not the case with the father. The elder son thought it was all about him. So when he came and the father had received the younger son, he was angry, pissed, disturbed. He thought it was unfair for the father to do so. The elder son thought that it is all about property. He failed to recognize that it is about family. He thought that it is all about what we can get in the father's house rather than what we can give. Precious one, it is not about being blessed. That is why we are in the house of the father. But how we can be a blessing? Many Christians today have missed the point that coming to God, for them, it is about what they can get from God, what they can receive from God. Their whole motivation, their whole focus is about God, give me and forgive me. That is all they know. But that is not the case. You've missed the point. It is about how God can prepare us and use us as instrument to be a blessing unto other people. So when the younger son came, the father received him because he is a son. It doesn't matter what he has wasted, he is a son. And the elder brother failed to recognize that he is my younger brother. He was more focused on property than the relationship. He's more focused on safeguarding his inheritance than receiving his younger brother home. And his father pointed it out to him emphatically that it's not really about property, but your brother was lost. We are happy that he has been found. Your brother was dead, but he is alive. That is the most important thing. Precious one, it is about souls. It is not about, it's not about properties. It's not about gaining. No, it's about souls. It's about how we can turn many unto righteousness. It's about how we can rid many out of the hands of the evil one. It's about how we can give hope to our world. It's about how we can bring meaning and purpose to many lives that are desperate, struggling, confused, perplexed, disenfranchised. It is about being useful in the hands of God. May God help us to have the right perspective in the house of God, to have the right perspective in our marriages, in our workplaces, to have the right perspective in our communities. We need to change lives. We need to be a blessing to other people. It is not about give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord. And we are not thinking about what can God do with me? What can God do with me? Lord, may it be the cry and the heartbeat of somebody today going forward. Lord, what can you do with me? In the name of Jesus. Precious one, God bless you. And may God draw your attention to the fact that it is easy to get lost. But with his help, we can stay on course. In Jesus' precious name, glory to God.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.novusproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@novusproject.org. If you also want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit novusproject.org/donate.